We're doing the Rambam's short outline of mitzvot. We're up to the 174th mitzvah. And that is the mitzvah to listen to the high court, what we just learned in the Ran. That whenever you're going to have a high court, the Torah says, when they give a ruling, we are biblically obligated to listen to them. The 175th mitzvah is to listen to the majority opinion within the court. When there's an argument among the judges how to rule, so then the Torah gives us a biblical mitzvah to go with the majority opinion. The 176th mitzvah is to appoint judges and policemen. Wherever you have a congregation of Israel, they have a responsibility to set up a legal system with judges and policemen. The next mitzvah is to try and attain justice between two people, which includes the idea of trying to find a compromise. When two people come to court, the first thing the court does is ask them, is there a way we could find the middle ground between you? Can we find peace between you? The next mitzvah is the mitzvah to give testimony. A person could say, why should I waste my time with that? Why should I endanger myself with that? So the Torah gives them a special mitzvah to give testimony in court.
Asay,
we're still going through the Asay, the proactive commandments. The next mitzvah is a mitzvah that the court question the witnesses. That the court has a special mitzvah to verify that the witnesses are not lying. The next mitzvah is to administer the punishments to fulfill the ruling of Edim Zomimim, where the Torah says if two witnesses testify that a person either sinned and deserved the punishment or is obligated to pay money, whatever they testified about a person, if the courts came to a ruling, they were going to act upon that testimony. And they decided to act upon it, they came to a decision, but did not yet implement it. And at that time, between their verdict and the implementation, another pair of witnesses come in and say, you two were with us at the time that you claim you saw the event. So it's a very specific case that the Torah describes. In such a circumstance, the Torah says, you punish the first set of witnesses by administering to them the punishment that they wanted to inflict on the other person. So you need all those criteria. The court has to have come to a ruling, not yet acted on that ruling, and then the second pair of witnesses has to say, you were with us at the time that you claim you saw the event. Under those circumstances, the Torah says the first pair of witnesses get the punishment they wanted to administer. Now, that's a unique case, because ordinarily we say when you have two pairs of witnesses contradicting one another, then Beis Din says, I give up. I don't know who to believe. And here the Torah says, believe the second pair and punish the first pair.
What if the third pair comes and then they said the second pair actually is only...
When you learn Makos, the Mishnah deals with it. The next mitzvah is when a person is found murdered and it's unclear who murdered him and we cannot collect testimony and he's murdered outside of town, so then there's a special mitzvah of Egla Arufa, the hacking of a calf. We do a whole special procession bringing in rabbis from Israel and measuring to the closest city and inviting everyone out there and taking out the elders and the courts. And there's this whole procession that the Torah says should be done because there was a murder here and you got to make a big deal out of it. Maybe you'll end up finding out what happened, but you have to show that you did your best to bring justice to the world, to verify what happened. So a whole procession of Egla Arufa. The next mitzvah is to prepare six cities of refuge and prepare signs along the roads so that if someone kills by mistake, they have a place to run. The next mitzvah is to give the Levites cities to live in, and those cities also act as cities of refuge. The Torah says not only the six cities of refuge, but also the six Levite cities also offer protection. The 184th mitzvah is to put a banister on your roof to ensure you don't have a part of your house that's a danger. And in our day and age, that would mean maybe putting up soragim, putting up those bars in your window so kids can't fall out. Every soragim in modern Hebrew. And the final mitzvah we'll learn today, the 185th mitzvah, is to remove idols and their offerings, whatever was used to serve them, to remove them either from Israel or from your home. That's the 185th mitzvah. So quick recap what we see today. The 174th mitzvah was to listen to the high court, then a mitzvah on the court to go after the majority opinion, a mitzvah to appoint judges and policemen, a mitzvah to try and find the common ground, the compromise to bring justice to the world, a mitzvah to give testimony, a mitzvah to question the witnesses, a mitzvah to do the punishment of Edim Zomimin, that specific case where witnesses are caught lying, a mitzvah to do Egla Arufa when one is found murdered, a mitzvah to prepare six cities of refuge, a mitzvah to give the Levites their cities and they too act as cities of refuge, a mitzvah to make a banister on the roof to ensure there's no danger spot in your house, and a mitzvah to remove idols and what's served to them.